Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. And I hope you'll check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and go there and use it to your advantage. We got a lot of stuff there that you can read or watch or listen to. You got 5 seconds, you got 10 minutes, anywhere in between, we got something you can use there that will help you. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Don't forget to take the poll question right there on the homepage. When you click your answer, you'll see how the poll is going so far. Having a great visit with our good friend Robert Brands. He's one of the top innovation experts in the galaxy. He's the author of Robert's Rules of Innovation. We're talking about developing and installing and maintaining and profiting from an innovative culture in your business. Robert, thank you again for staying with us. Robert'sRulesOfInnovation.com, right?
Yes, Jim, thanks. And yeah, it is all about the culture. And as we were just talking about the fact that your listeners, you know, the leaders of businesses have to be the drivers of innovation. And what they have to realize, especially post-Labor Day and trying to re-energize the innovation efforts, is really it doesn't have to be a breakthrough idea. It doesn't have to be an iPod or a smartphone every time.
Right.
It's about the little steps that you make within your organization to create that culture and enthusiasm for people to really get into it and help you build the next service or product.
Let me stick something in here, Robert. There's another thing that I do a lot of work on. It's one of the chapters in my new book, and that is every innovation that you create is a little piece of intellectual property that you own.
Absolutely. And I'm a big advocate of IP, and if you can protect your product and services by way of patent, absolutely do it.
But even if you just keep it as a trade secret, it's still something that you have that maybe nobody else has, and it's one of the things that makes you more relevant to your customers than your competitors.
Absolutely. If you can create some value that makes you unique with respect to the relationship of your customer, that's exactly what you want to create. If I can give you a great example real quick, BASF makes car paints, and they were supplying the car industry in Germany, and they realized that the car makers weren't really doing well in their painting. So they said, let us paint your cars for a flat price.
Huh.
And so they took over the painting process within the car plant. They improved the efficiencies and the effectiveness of the painting.
That's outsourcing.
Yeah, and what happened is they created such a nice connection with the clients that they cannot switch paint suppliers anymore.
Exactly. You know? Thank you. I've got a whole chapter on that. That's exactly the point that I've been talking about for 20 years. If you can become integrated if you can become an integrated partner with your customers, not just a vendor, they won't run you off.
Exactly.
Innovation gets you to the point, because the customer is not going to wake up one morning and say, I need to make Robert and Jim a partner of mine. That's not what's going to happen. You got to go to your customer and say, hey, we've got some ideas on how we can help you improve your system.
How can you integrate, reduce cost, and be innovative? And I really encourage your folks to check out the website, innovationcoach.com, and learn about the 10 types of innovation, because it's not just product or service. It's the way that we deliver things, how you do the transaction, how you deliver your service. I mean, you have to be broad. It's in everything we do, and it's everybody's business, from the finance department to logistics to customer service. Everybody
should be
helping to see how you can better and closer integrate with your customers.
This is one of the what you just described, Robert, is why the U.S. economy has stratified so much in the last 30 years and become so prolific, such a prolific creator of small businesses, because so many big companies are allowing smaller companies to come in and take a piece of their action.
Exactly. Exactly.
But only the innovative ones, not the plain vanilla ones who have no ideas. Just the people who come in with ideas.
Right, because if you just come in with price and commodity, you're not going to get there. But if you have a unique solution to make things easier, whether it's assembly or the process or overall process from order to delivery, that's where you really can gain and create a tremendous cooperation and value for your company.
Right.
You know? So my message really is, hey, Labor Day is past. We're back to business. Let's start creating ideas. Talk to all your associates. Involve everybody. Put up a whiteboard in the coffee room and ask what should be the next product we should be working on. You'd be surprised how much creative input you will get. Or if you have a problem, post a problem on that whiteboard and give it a week. Let people contribute. And then do a brainstorm at the end of the week with the people who have been contributing. There's so many neat ideas to get the organization enthused and involved in innovation
and
to help you grow your business.
And don't forsake the people who are closest to your customers, which includes the truck driver sometimes, which includes the person on the desk, which includes the person who answers the phone. Sometimes they're not invited to these management meetings, and they really should be because they're the ones who touch the customers every day.
Absolutely. It's the best ideas come, I often say, I mean, and it's the hardest, but often salespeople are the closest and they will hear what the problems are, and they need to really listen as opposed to just talk.
Absolutely.
You know?
Robert, I need your website one more time, please.
InnovationCoach.com, and the book is Robert's Rules of Innovation.
All right, and also InnovationCoach.com, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Hey Robert, come back soon. Good job today.
Thanks for having me, Jim.
We'll see you next time. Robert Brands, ladies and gentlemen, he'll be back another day. I got to take a quick break, 29 after. Stay with me.
We're going up around the bend.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.